From high above ringside at Enterprise Center in St. Louis, Missouri, this is Monday, March 25th, 2024, and this is Vegas Golden Knights Hockey. Give up one goal on nine shots. There's a drive. Save Thompson. Another try. Save. Scramble at the side of the goal. And Thompson has it secured to his right. Try to hand off to Dorothea that got blocked. Hovel takes it in the corner. Stood up by Walker. He falls down. Mantha on it. Flips it to the goal line. Dorothea walks in front. He scores! Pavel Dorofeev from Anthony Mantha. Vegas takes a 1-0 lead 6 minutes into the first period. Goals in back-to-back games for Pavel Dorofeev, now 11 on the season.
He's underrated for his strength, Dan. He wins the battle in the corner, and then he's just like a power forward going to the paint in basketball. Comes out of that corner, they give him room. I don't know why they would let him walk out front like that.
Down the left side, Brandon Saad, his 12th pro season. Checked hard in the far corner. Now we're going to have a fight. McNabb answering after taking his man to the boards. Shen, still with his helmet on. McNabb got punched in the face, his helmet off. He's still in there. He winds up, tries an uppercut, tries a right cross. Now an uppercut, got the captain on the chin, and now he tires, does Shen, as McNabb was ready to keep going. Saad took it in the corner boards. And Shen said to McNabb, we gotta go.
Couple of Western Hockey League boys right there. Shen played in Brandon. McNabb in Saskatchewan. Both of them from Saskatchewan. Pretty good tilt, Danny.
Logan Thompson watching to his left. Feet to the left. Krug shoots. Kick save! Rebound knocked away! Hey, got in the way of the rebound chance. Left corner carry it. Try to center, got knocked in. And taken around behind by the Blues. That does it for the period. Great look for Kolesar after a neutral zone steal. 1-0 Vegas is the lead here after 20 minutes of play. Let's go downstairs now and welcome Ben Hutton to the broadcast. Hi, Ben. Dan Duva, Gary Lawless in the radio booth. Thanks for joining us. A 1-0 lead for your club. What did you see in the opening 20 minutes?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a good start. I feel like we worked them pretty good in the zone, I thought our forwards were forechecking well. It's been easy on the D.
Logan Thompson did have to make a couple of big saves, and he was up to the task.
Yeah. He's looking sharp early, which is always a good sign. So when they did get their opportunities, he was standing strong, which is great.
Ben, kind of like a playoff game today. And how excited were you when you woke up this morning?
Yeah, we were all grinning and smiling this morning. We knew how big this game was going to be, and you know what? We're off to a good start.
Do you see from the Blues, obviously they were kind of, their coach got fired. What's changed about them that has got them back into the playoff race?
Yeah, I feel like they're doing a little bit more aggressive. They're a strong team off the rush. They were able to make plays, as we saw a few times there. So, you got to give them credit too.
What's the latest been with the Maine Black Bears, by the way?
We had a tough loss there, but we're still in it. So we've got a good one coming up. So they're going to come out with the next one.
Carrier, Kolesar, and Howden, the Vegas forwards. Howden gets a takeaway to the left corner. Kolesar, left goal line. Carrier floats it in front. What a save, Bennington, to his left. Red Howden from 10 feet away from the blue ice on the right side. Pass comes off the left wall. Letty to the middle. Bucinavich, a shot, pass save. Rebound, a stick save, Thompson. Rebound hacked to the near side. Rims it down the boards. It didn't get all the way to the trapezoid. It's poked along. Shen gave it away. Theodore shoots, save. Rebound hacked up the slot. No penalty call. Kolesar heads to the bench. His stick was slashed out of his hands on that play. Left corner, Marchessault away with it. Out in front. Hague shoots, save. And the rebound deflects into the air. And that'll do it for the period. All right, let's go downstairs. Michael Amadio standing by. Hi, Mike, Dan, and Gary in the radio booth. Thanks for joining us. It's been a fun one to watch. What's it been like to play through 40 minutes?
It's been awesome. I thought we did a lot of things well that period. So just keep pushing here in the last 20 and hopefully get the 2 points.
Mike, how do you make sure that when the goalie's playing the way Bennington is, that you don't let it creep into your head?
I think we just got to keep getting pucks to the net, keep getting pucks behind their D and creating second chances for ourselves. And hopefully that we can get another one or two past them.
Your part of your game that has gotten so much better since you came to Vegas is your play away from the puck and your ability to get the puck back. How did that happen?
I think when I first got here, I got a chance. These guys believed in me and kind of just gave me a little more confidence every year. So just trying to keep things simple, just trying to do whatever I can to help the team win.
What's it like playing with Jack Eichel and Chandler Stephenson?
Yeah, obviously two very fast guys and two guys who think the game very well. So I'm just trying to make the little plays to them to get to the net and hopefully get rewarded.
Pavel Dorofeev keeps scoring.
Yeah, he's hot right now. Every time he gets the puck on his stick, I think everyone on the bench gets a little excited for him.
Carries it away from Buchnevich, in with Amadio. Eichel in front, big save! Bennington holding his ground on Jack Eichel at point-blank range. Exited after a collision with Braden McNabb and was favoring his lower body. Out in front, a try, saved by Thompson. The loose puck is, I believe, on top of the goal.
Yes.
It was a pass from the right, off the stick in front, into the air, and landed on top of the net. Taken by Kolesar in the slot to the outside left. Tipped away from McNabb. It's going to be a rush on the right side. Kevin Hayes brings it in front. Oh, a great kick save! Logan Thompson on Kevin Hayes. Vegas comes to center by Chandler Stephenson. Comes around to the near side with now Thomas. Out to the left for a shot. Off the bar. Is it in? It is a loose puck. Play is stopped.
Yeah, we'll see it.
The referee made no signal.
Yeah. The one thing that could have gone off the back brace and come out real quick. But the first look at it is it hits the crossbar. And Logan Thompson is living right.
And then he gets a whistle because he was down on his belly, the puck under his pads.
A long way away from there to make that call.
Kyra makes a drop pass, a shot off the bar. Near side, still in play. Blocked in front, Theodore and McNabb standing there. Stretch pass, Mantha behind the defense. The lefty, backhander, save! Tried to go five hole. Bennington, the big stop on Mantha's breakaway. Blues give it away on the breakout. Marchessault cut it off at center ice. Tried to chip it in, could not. Kyrou works to the Vegas line. Kyrou flips to the outside right. Centering pass, Shen, they score! Side from Shen, 1-1 tie. The Blues pull even with 5 minutes left in regulation. Brandon Saad with his 23rd on a cross-ice piece that somehow got through. Shen makes the pass. The captain, who earlier had a fight with Braden McNabb, sets up the game-tying goal. And after the Knights played with the lead for roughly 50 minutes of hockey, it's all even again. 5 seconds to go. Letty back in his own end. He will kill the clock. And that does it for regulation. St. Louis gets a late goal to tie it. We're going to overtime. It becomes a three-point game. Blues right to left. Bennington in goal to our right. And Logan Thompson in goal to our left. Buchnevich carries in. Tripped up. And the puck stays out, but a penalty coming. Penalty shot. Penalty shot for the Blues is Buchnevich. Carried it down the middle, and at the last minute, the stick took him out from underneath. And there will be an overtime penalty shot for Popovich.
Tripping from behind.
Hanifin had defended well, but then as Hanifin went down, his stick was flat on the ice, and Buchnevich over top of it.
Yeah, so there's no question about this.
Pavel Buchnevich, 28-year-old, former New York Ranger, can win it. Logan Thompson ready to go. Buchnevich on the right, delays, he shoots, glove save! Thompson falls over on his rear end after making the stop. 30 seconds into overtime, we will play on. 1-1 tie.
Golden Knights players all pound the boards in front of the bench, letting Logan know that they know he just bailed them out big time. Buchnevich held and held and held. He's a left-hand shot. He tried to go low on the glove hand side, and Logan scooped it up. Might have been a little mustard on that one, Dan.
Theodore trouble with the puck across the line. Carlson reaching, couldn't get it. It ends up right corner. Carlson, Marchessault, Theodore out there for the Knights here in OT. Marchessault takes it, left corner. Looking, he shoots, he scores! Marchessault goes long post from deep on the left side. Overtime win for Vegas, 2-1. In St. Louis, Logan Thompson, a save on the penalty shot at one end. And 19 seconds later, Jonathan Marchessault scores his eighth Golden Knights overtime goal to win it. Marchessault had all the time and space. You thought he might pass it to Theodore in the slot, but he was so close to the goal, he says, I'm going to take it myself. Marchessault's 39th goal of the season, team high, and a team high 61 points. Marchessault, the righty from the bottom of the left wing circle, wins it for Vegas, their third win in a row. And now they have two wins in three meetings against the St. Louis Blues, five out of a possible 6 points in the season series for these Western Conference foes.